This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got two full hours left in this worldwide broadcast, the 30th of June, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And coming up, we're going to get into the new tips program, Talon. We'll tell you what it means for you and your family. Also, bioweapon labs will bring threat of lethal viruses to urban America. That's the headline out of The Independent. U.S. begins Iraq crackdown as soldiers found dead. This will actually add to the cycle and cause more of our troops to get killed, which I'm very sad about. The real threat's depleted uranium. The former head of the Pentagon task force to investigate this says it is killing the troops and maiming them from both Gulf Wars. It's horrible. They've also canceled even the puppet elections, even the kangaroo elections in Iraq. That's all coming up. And some more news on the economy, the stock market, and other facets. Let's talk to Andrew in Ohio, then Chris, Barney, Bob, Jeff, and others. Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I just want to tell you what's going on up here. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and every day in the newspaper, we got this rag newspaper called the Cincinnati Inquirer. They should just change it to the Daily Hell on Earth Report. It's every day. Supreme Court upholds gay sex, taxes raising. You turn in the back pages. It has a story about a couple homosexuals in San Francisco raising two little boys and talking about how many homosexual couples are raising children now.
And by the way, kids taken from other families, CPS grabs them for this industry. That's admitted fact.
Exactly. I knew that right away when I saw the article. Those are children they took from good solid families and gave to these homosexuals. It's complete and standing every day right out
there. The Supreme Court's ruled they can take private property without just compensation. They've ruled that they can force drug you unlimited amounts, getting you ready for trial. They've ruled that the courts are ruling they can take your guns. There is no Second Amendment. Ninth Circuit did that. I mean, the rulings are just out of control. Supreme Court reaffirmed affirmative action, basically.
And they had on the front page, too, Sunday paper, another front page article. It's insane. You can't keep track of it. Woman, black box, they're using that against her in a trial, the black box in her car.
And that black box interfaces with the satellite tracker boxes, the feds say. They're about to make it the law to satellite track and tax you. And I read the AP report on Friday, headline, the government's going to drive your car for you. Within 5 years, they're going to be able to remote control your car. They can already do it, but now they're announcing it. For your safety, they're going to remote control your car.
I'll probably wake up tomorrow morning and see on the front page of the paper, you people are brain dead. Look at the fecal matter we rub your faces in every morning. These people, they're immoral, vulgar, and they have no respect for themselves, and that's why they allow this to happen to themselves, the society as a whole. They're immoral and vulgar.
Well, I mean, look, it's the big thing is the police state. And if you love your family, if you love your children, if you love this country, if you have self-preservation in your guts, you've got to become leaders in the fight against the New World Order. Leave us alone. Leave homeschoolers alone. Leave our families alone. Leave our private property alone. Control the borders. Stop shipping the narcotics in. It's out of control.
Yeah, I remember, I'm just a couple years younger than you. I remember 10 years ago in 1993, I was about 17 years old. I remember I saw Ice-T on the Arsenio Hall show, and he said, he was talking about who they market rap music to. He said, do you think black kids buy this music? He said, one kid will get the tape, and the whole rest of the neighborhood will dub it. He said, it's white kids that buy all this.
Well, look, it's a targeting of the entire culture to destroy the moral underpinnings because the globalists need police state thugs that think torture's okay, and they're going to carry this out. And that's why the nightly news, I was in a hotel room in Dallas, Texas this weekend, and they admitted that they take people to Jordan for torture.
And they, over in northern Kentucky, across the river, like they have all the minor league dope dealers, and my friend over there, lives over there, told me they're wiping all those guys off the street. Now they got the big-time gangbangers from Chicago. They're moving them in. That's all by design.
All run by the government. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Come back and talk to Chris and Barney and Bob and Jeff and others. Toll-free number to join us today, 800-259-9231. We talk about the big issues that affect you. the corrupt government, the loss of liberty, the taxation, the destruction of sovereignty, the attack on the family, the stated goal to destroy America. We're resisting that. We'll be right back.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones back live. We're exposing the police state, the corruption of organized crime that now controls the government at every level, and the mass of Americans that are still in denial about how serious things have gotten and how badly they can be abused by this system, unless they stand up and begin to speak out and resist it and expose it and reprove it. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls as promised. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, I want to talk to you about a story on the Moscow Times that's just been out today. It's a story that George Bush has spoken to God. It was released by the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. These are George Bush's exact words. God told me to strike Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then he instructed me to strike Saddam, which I did, and now I'm determined to solve the problem in the Mideast, if you can help me. I will act, and if not, the elections will come, and I will focus on them. My point being is that God has spoken to George Bush, which means that it's definitely an unstable act. Our troops and our service military personnel haven't received any repair parts over there in the Mideast in 6 months backlog. They've been lied to. They're supposed to be a six-month deployment. They've been stuck in there for 9 months. We've had 44 million people lose their life savings.
Sir, they've said that it's going to be 5 years. They said it before the war. Now, because of the problems, which they're allowing to happen on purpose, 5 years, and, oh, there can't even be a puppet election now.
Well, that's going to be unacceptable because he needs to be replaced in 2004 if I have to do it myself. The fact of the matter is, we don't have one Bradley that's combat ready right now, Alex, or any or Abrams fighting tank. That they need the parts, and I can't believe that, that God has spoken to him and sent him on this mission here.
The, well, number one, let me stop you. Let me stop you right now, Chris. I don't like the sound of what I just heard about. Number one, Bush is a puppet. Bush isn't running anything. Neither was Bill Clinton. They're figureheads for the military-industrial complex owned by the private banks that are run by the intelligence agencies, compartmentalized groups high up. Now, number two, it doesn't matter if we have John Kerry, it doesn't matter if we have George Bush or Al Gore or Hillary Clinton, you will have the exact same policies. Hillary's for the war, she's for supercomputers to China, she's for blocking Dan Burton's committee investigating Pardongate, she's for signing the assault weapons ban, so is Bush. And I wish no harm against the puppet president. I wish that he be tried for his administration's treason and crimes against the America, but I don't get up here on this national show and get off into discussions of, I mean, yes, if somebody wanted to elect, and we did have free elections at the federal level, it's your right and duty to try to get somebody elected if you don't believe that President Bush...
Well,
I don't want to sit here and get focused in on personalities. Because Rumsfeld, Bush, Ashcroft, they're all just puppets, and until we realize that, we're not going anywhere.
Well, I'm a candidate for the president. I filled all the paperwork out, and I like Mr. Jim Travis.
Now I understand your statement. Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
No. I filled all the proper paperwork out. My point being is if that Muhammad or Allah would have spoken to Mr. Bush about this line, the rest of the world would have been completely shocked. But the statement here by God with this war in the Mideast has nothing to do with our president, who should be representing the people of the United States.
I did see that report, and that was Haaretz that reported on that. But let me just tell you something real quick.
Okay.
This is just political manipulation. Bush will go to a Shinto shrine and pray to the ancestors of the Japanese, blasphemy to Christians.
Okay.
Bush will go to a mosque in New York and pray to Allah. Okay, he's like Bill Clinton. You know, he's Jewish one day, he's Catholic the next, he's Protestant the next day. So we need to look at what Bush really does in his free time. He goes to Bohemian Grove, he goes to Skull and Bones. That's pagan. From the evidence, he is a pagan, and the Bible says that beware the Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And Bush is a counterfeit. The neocon Christians are on the radio and TV lying, saying the Patriot Act is just, saying it doesn't affect citizens. They're liars. But for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, the fruits of Bush are obvious. Okay, that's what I'll say on that issue, and I understand your frustration. I hope you win the presidency.
I'm still trying, sir, but that was so disturbing that I felt that I had to reach out to you today about this quote.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Email me that story. I saw it out of Haaretz, but I'd like to see it out of the Moscow Times. We'll post that on Infowars.com if it hasn't been posted. Got to move on. Call back anytime, Chris. Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get the patriots to study warfare and weapon systems so that they can effectively respond to the pending crisis. Iraq is a good example of what can happen when you have people of the warrior class respond without knowing anything about warfare. Most of the Iraqi warrior class have been wiped out. They charged into tanks and sophisticated weapon systems.
Well, actually, the Iraqi warrior class was set up by the CIA in 1958. The Baathists are controlled and were controlled and were publicly paid off in gold bars, euros, and dollars, and quit and were flown out, just like the Afghanis, on jets and C-130s to their retirements.
That's right. Now all they have over there is fanatics. But patriots think that because they have been in the military taking orders, or because they can hit a bullseye at 300 yards, that's all they have to do. When the patriots have a half a dozen concealed enemy soldiers firing at them from different angles with rifles, machine guns, etc., they won't even want to lift their heads to sight their weapons in, let alone take time to squeeze the trigger. If they know warfare, they should be able to avoid such a situation. And make no mistake, they will have to fight. And
it sounds to me, Barney, that you've seen some combat. Where did you see combat?
I've seen it out in the Pacific. And I know what it is when somebody shoots at you.
Well,
so, I think that all these people should take time to study and learn. You wouldn't expect a truck driver or a stonemason to do brain surgery, and you can't do warfare unless you know what it's all about.
Well, I think that the fact that the government signed deals to bring foreign troops in to oppress us, take our guns, take our property, no Bill of Rights or Constitution, I think that's all wonderful, and how dare you even discuss defending your family. I think it was wrong that one of my associates, one of my employees, Mike Hansen, was being robbed last night, and then he defended himself and called the police. I think Mike should be arrested for defending himself.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong to have a free country, and I think torture and tyranny is good. Everything the media has announced is good. And I think Enron is good. They shouldn't be prosecuted. I think the $1 trillion, $1.2 trillion, missing from the Pentagon is no big deal. And I think secret bids and no bids allowed for Dick Cheney and Halliburton in Iraq. And I think no elections are good. And I support the troops. And that means mindlessly reading the reports of how they were hit with depleted uranium and how they're not going to be given treatment. And I think forced inoculations of the American people are good. And I think we should submit, Barney. I mean, you're a pretty radical guy saying we should stand up and resist.
I'm just checking, that's all.
Exactly. How dare you? Thanks for the call. That's really sick. Really sick of you to fight for this country. Again, I'm a neocon. I think higher taxes, more regulations, signing the assault weapons ban is good. I think supercomputers to communist China, nuclear reactors in North Korea is good. I support the president. Let's talk to Jeff and Bob in New York, then Jeff. Bob in Colorado, welcome to the airwaves.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I'm actually in New York.
Yeah, I said Jeff in Colorado, and I said, no, we're going to Bob in New York.
Okay. A couple things. Just saw a preview for a movie coming out called The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's like some big budget Sean Connery thing coming up.
Yeah, it's a comic book.
Well, what's amazing about it, they finally ran the long enough clip where you got introduced to who these League of Extraordinary Gentlemen are.
And they're devil worshippers.
Well, you know, the Invisible Man went insane. That was one of them. Captain Nemo, he was insane. The Dr. Jekyll, you know, it's like, what, these are new superheroes that are going to save the world?
Yeah, the bad guys, they're shifting the paradigm now where the bad guys are the good guys.
It's like so ultra bizarre, and most people don't even pick up on, you know, what they're trying to
peddle. I mean, this is happening at every level. Again, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Dallas watching CNN, and they admit that they're taking people to Jordan to be tortured, and torture's now a good thing.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's not a good thing. I mean, then you'd have to say the northern Vietnamese were good torturing our troops, and they weren't. It was despicable. But now, you see, we're becoming evil. But people that are evil always have excuses for what they do, so the mass is being programmed to accept evil and to think it's good now, so the globalists have the fodder they need to carry out their operations. A mass warping of the psyche is now taking place.
I'm also wondering, just a second thing, and I'll sign off here. I see your website. I see all the documentation. You know, this is mainstream media that's reporting on this despicable behavior. Don't you think it's possible, and this is just a suggestion, you know, it's your show, it's your website, don't you think it's about time that InfoWars had its own hall of shame, international hall of shame, a national hall of shame, and possibly even a local hall of shame that your readers can call in and fax you stuff for people who are are working with these guys.
Yes, if I had a couple extra employees and the money to do it, I would, sir. That's why it's important, listeners, support this broadcast. The more funding we get, the more we expand our operations, and our sole source of funding is my documentary films, T-shirts, and book. So purchase those, and we'll have the money to expand our operation. And you can make copies of my videos on top of it. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cracking the corruption, exposing the evil, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do. I'm compelled to do it. I'm threatened by it. You should be threatened by it as well. Let's talk to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I've got some information to confirm your information about how they're imprisoning American citizens and then turning them into slave labor. I had called the...
That's the biggest part of our economy now, sir. It's admitted.
Well, I had called the Warren Air Force Base up in Wyoming, and they told me I wanted to quote them some prices on some toner cartridges for their printers. They said, oh, no, we ordered them from Unicor, a prison product program that refills toner cartridges for that Air Force Base.
So, which the Bushes are a major shareholder of, and you have all these groups, and so now it hurts our economy, and people say, oh, make them prisoners work. Folks, they're taking your job. It's worse than the illegal aliens.
Yep. The other thing is wanted to make a comment to really try to get a lot of listeners to call, fax, email our government representatives and let them know that we're not happy with this stuff and what our wants are and how they should be doing things per their constitution and their oath of office that they took.
It is important to let them know that we know what they're up to.
Right. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Great call. Let's talk to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, I didn't hear you talk about the 11 Muslims that were locked up in the Alexandria, Washington area. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, every week now they stand up there and say, we caught somebody who was planning to terrorize you, and every time we track it down, it turns out to be made up. It's just some patsy they grab to give the illusion that they're stopping terrorists when it's the government carrying out the terrorism.
Right. Well, in the I recorded it, but it's about 2 minutes, so I won't play it. It's 9 U.S. citizens, and they didn't say who the other men were. One was from Pennsylvania. They were indicted by a federal grand jury in Alexandria for conspiring to commit acts against the Neutrality Act of the United States, which means that they would they're being charged with conspiring to commit the terrorist activity in foreign nations friendly that are allies with the United States, specifically in Kashmir in India. They just been charged with conspiracy. Yet they had training at Quantico, according to the article, news report. There was training at Quantico with former Gulf War veterans that were training them in military tactics.
Well, it gets worse than that. I mean, it's like the guy they grabbed who was supposedly going to try to cut down with a blowtorch, which is ridiculous, the Brooklyn Bridge. Turns out that he was, quote, FBI double agent in their employ. They just grab people. They get them into programs, go, your special forces, your secret operatives, give us information. They later grab them and say, oh, look, we've got terrorists.
Right.
It's the same thing with Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, the guy was in the Marines, the Civil Air Patrol. Mm-hmm. He was an admitted U.S. government agent. He said, I was a patsy. I mean,
right.
Same thing with McVeigh.
Same story over and over.
Look, all the hijackers, folks. The groups they were in, at least 12 of them we've confirmed, lived in houses that were paid for by the FBI, their credit cards, their cars. Then they leave Korans, business cards the days before. We're going to get the towers. Their passports are found at 2 crash sites, unburned. This is a total setup, people.
Oh, sure it is. I was running a storage area and I was talking to the woman who ran the storage facility. And this was around the time of 9/11, just soon, shortly after. And she had one of her tenants vacate, but never paid her and left the stuff there. It was a small shed. So she pulled everything out of there and went through it. And it was a lot of, Islamic writing and, they had pictures and maps of nuclear facilities and, all kinds of targets in this. So she called the FBI and also in this, one book, there was another Islamic tenant who had another shed, and in this book that she found had that other tenant's name in it. So she reported to the FBI, and the FBI took all the information and took the stuff that she recovered out of the one shed, but they never came back and were never interested in going into the other shed that had a corresponding name to it. And,
well, that's what the TIPS program is about. It's about knowing if we're catching on to them, the government. It's about finding out if we're piercing any of their operational systems, their terror arms. It's an absolute fact, folks. They're carrying the terror out to scare you into submission to set up a police state. Thanks, Wyatt. More calls, a guest, and more news coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.
3-4-4-3-8 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, as well as a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. in the morning, so 9 hours a day of the Alex Jones Show. It is the 30th of June, 2003. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and check them out daily. And we also go out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to go to Stuart Gerstacker, an Austinite, an engineer who had CPS come after him, and then even his neighbors when they wouldn't go along and testify like they wanted him to. And we've investigated child grabbing services here in Austin and around the country. I have been in hospitals where they're stealing newborn babies for absolutely no reason. We've shot video of it happening until we're thrown out. I've witnessed it, and then we get copies of the documents, the kidnapping orders they get from judges on one-day-old babies, and they will say, witnesses saw the baby, and they'll say, by name, abused 1 year ago. 3 months before the baby even existed in the mother's womb as a zygote. I mean, the lies. I did a TV show about this. We showed the documents, close-ups of it. The lies I've seen, where they just randomly put, you know, that flying saucers invaded and King Kong shot lasers out his nose and was jumping around on a pogo stick and the Brooklyn Bridge got sold to Martians. I mean, it might as well be that crazy. They'll say, we have 5 witnesses to abuse of this child. And then the name, 1 year ago, also 16 months ago, this newborn child was seen being abused by neighbors. I mean, it's so crazy. The lies are something a one-year-old could see through, and the judge will sit there and laugh and go, this order is absolutely proper. I'm taking full custody of the child forever. Ritalin will be given to the child now. They're now drugging children. If a two-year-old cries in custody, they call that mental illness, put them on Ritalin, Prozac. I mean, it's stuff so horrible. Brave New World, written by Aldous Huxley, pales in significance. And before I get emails saying, you believe flying saucers and King Kong are doing this, it's a figure of speech, it's a joke. I'm saying the documents I've seen, the lies they tell, are so over the top and obvious, there's no debating the fact they're lies. They're saying a child's been abused a year and a half before the child's even born, before the child's even conceived. So we see this type of stuff all over the country. You hear now how they're arresting homeschoolers for no reason. They're taking children and giving it to the homosexuals who can't have kids, so they get them from the children that are stolen. The government gets $250,000 from a kid if they hold them for a year. Then they drug them. Convicted pedophiles, the Miami Herald reported, running the system in Florida. I mean, that's mainstream news. And then the state says, well, they're authorized to do this. It's so crazy. It's over the top, bizarre. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes with Sturt Gerstacker, and we'll get to that, and we'll get to Dan and Herman and everybody else that's holding. But let me just hit news for a couple minutes real quick. Some of the news we haven't gotten to. Report. This is from Wired News and Newsmax as well. The Pentagon has announced Operation Talon, formerly known as TIPS, for your cable guy, the phone man, the carpet cleaner, to tattle on you. They even get cash bonuses. The program is looking for guns, drugs, because that's all listed as terrorist implements. Deputy Secretary of State Paul Wolfowitz is going to run this system. It's already in operation. With Talon reports already being issued, it takes control of the FEMA system, the EA emergency alert system, EAS system, you know it as Amber Alert, to flash anti-terror messages. Got that for you. Also, bioweapon labs will bring threat of lethal viruses to urban areas in America. This out of the Independent, a network of highly secretive laboratories for storing and investigating some of the most lethal viruses known to mankind is being built across the U.S., leaving communities in uproar. They not only fear the risk of the viruses escaping, but also contend that the program is part of a $6 billion Project BioShield and a stunning case of overkill for none of the germs to be studied is revealed and is related to bioweaponry. It's part of a massive forced inoculation program. We read that out of the Washington Post last Monday, 7 days ago. $6 plus billion a year for forcible injection. Okay, you're beginning to understand? In the tiny town of Hamilton, Montana, campaigners worry that they will become a terrorist target if the proposed laboratory goes ahead. In New York State, congressmen have already blocked a proposal to house a laboratory on Plum Island. It's already there. It's where Lyme disease came from, deer that swam off the island. In Davis, California, home to a major branch of the state university system, activists have sued the university for failing to abide by state environmental regulations, making its application to house nasties ranging from Ebola to Hunta virus and tick-borne encephalitis. It goes on. This is not a matter of NIMBYism. That's what it says, not nepotism. NIMBYism, showing my ignorance. What does that mean? The protesters cannot understand why they should risk exposure to a tiny clutch of diseases requiring the construction of maximum security level 4 biosafety facilities. There are just 5 of them, but none has any known practical utility as a guerrilla weapon. The diseases the national security people are most worried about, anthrax, smallpox, and plague, are either level 2 or 3, and plenty of laboratories at those levels exist already. We have the story on Infowars.com listing where they're going to put them in your town. And dozens and dozens of facilities. And I'll remind you that the British government, from a level 4 bioweapons lab in 99, released weaponized foot and mouth. 2 months before it showed up, the British military contacted the agriculture departments in the counties from Scotland to Ireland to Wales and told them, prepare for foot and mouth, prepare mass pyres to burn dead animals. Then I predicted that it would show up. It did. When it did, they killed 8,000 sheep, 8 million sheep, 4 million cows, and would not let the British people restock their cows, their sheep, and force them off their land. It's about forcing you into the compact cities. The farmers had refused to go along with the EU edicts and genetically modified foods. So it's siege being committed. They had a war on drugs, there's more drugs. War on terror, there's been more terror since it started in 96, the so-called war on terror. Now they're going to have a war on bioweapons and bio-releases, and they say get ready for lots of stuff to get released, and monkeypox and West Nile, which was given to Saddam by our government in the 90s and 80s, by Rumsfeld. They create the crises, and now these are going to be in your towns, and we have a level 4 bioweapons lab that, quote, accidentally released foot and mouth, and then nothing was done to the government for doing it. The same Horton Down bioweapons lab in Wiltshire was caught testing it on its own soldiers. I gotta go to our guest here who's been holding. I got so much news. There's no way to cover all this. I mean, this is out of control. Let's go to our guest and we'll go to more news and your calls. His name is Sturt Gerstacker. He's an engineer, lives in Austin. He has a son named Alex. And his wife said, you need to move back with me to Ohio. According to him, I heard him on local radio Thursday or else. And then suddenly, well, he'll tell you the story. And then it gets even worse to his neighbors that wouldn't bear false witness against him in jail or in court. And so then CPS came after them. The mother got so freaked out. His next-door neighbor, she had a stroke and can't walk. CPS forced drug testing of them. No drugs were found. They're still attacking them savagely. It's horrible. Hyenas have more decency and give more quarter. Sturt Gerstacker, good to have you on the show today. Appreciate you coming on, Sturt.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Give us in a nutshell what happened, then what happened to your neighbor, and what you're facing, and of course your website is...
It's savemysun.org, and anyone out there that's listening that wants to email me, my email address is daddy@savemysun.org. And, basically in a nutshell what happened is my wife decided January 4th of this year that she didn't need me anymore and she was going to move to Ohio so she could drop our son off with her mom and go out and party with her friends. And she basically gave me the ultimatum, you know, she was leaving and I could come if I wanted to or not, but it didn't really matter because she was going with me or without me. And when I told her that I wasn't going, she just abducted our son and fled the state. And this was back on Valentine's Day, and I've just been going through a total nightmare trying to get my son back.
I want you to know your case, as bad as it sounds, with strokes and CPS with no warrants and fake court orders,
yeah,
which you have copies of and all the rest of this, this is nothing compared to some of the stuff I've seen where they just come to a newborn baby a day old and say this baby was abused a year ago and 16 months ago, and it's a newborn baby. I mean, that's how insane the lies have been. What has your experience been like with, well, how did this start?
The way my involvement with the state all started was, my wife had sued me for divorce and then she fled the state. And I was forced to retain counsel and countersue to get her to come back down so we could deal with the issue of child custody and division of property and all that. And the first thing she did was she alleged that I wasn't actually the father of our son. I had to take a paternity test to prove that I am the father.
And you're married.
We were married in 1999, so we've been married for several years before she conceived our son.
This is on the record, so you do the paternity test. It shows it's false. That's lie one.
Yeah, exactly. The paternity test showed that I am the father. And she's testified since then that she's had unprotected sexual intercourse with another man while we were trying to conceive our son, to the point where she wasn't even sure who the father was herself. Once I proved that I was the father, the next thing she then did was she claimed that the reason she fled in the first place was that I'm a violent abuser. And she basically has offered no evidence of this at all. I've offered photographic and witness testimony to prove that I'm not a violent abuser.
This is her out of the state now alleging this after it's found that you are the father and you've been married for 3 years before the birth. So this goes on and on.
Yeah, and basically what happened, the state, I thought what they would do is, you know, look at the case, realize that I'm not a violent abuser, and then order visitation, which is all that I've been asking.
And you say you've been a viewer and listener to my show, and people still are in denial until it happens to them. You thought they would do the right thing?
Exactly. I thought they would do the right thing. Instead, what they saw was just opportunity to make money off of me and my wife. And basically what they did was they assigned this person called a guardian ad litem, which is like Child Protective Services. It's a social worker that comes into your home to examine your circumstances, and basically,
but you found out you'd been conned into signing things.
Yeah,
that these orders had never been signed by the judge or filed.
That's correct. There were no orders were ever actually signed. The judge himself, his name is Pete Lowry. He's not even actually a judge. He's retired. He has no paperwork on file. He's not even legally allowed to sit on the bench. So I mean, basically, it was just like this little kangaroo court.
It's all color law.
They got to pay all this money to undergo supervised visitations, and ultimately, their main objection to me now is that I own guns. And the guardian ad litem says that guns in the household are inherently endangering to children, and I got to give up my guns before I can be allowed to have kids in my house.
No trial, no conviction.
No, I haven't been arrested for anything. I have no criminal record.
Cops totally never came out for abuse. None of this happened. It's just we say so, and we've covered this judge before. He is a real piece of work.
Yeah, exactly. Their whole thing is just do what we say or we're going to punish you. And with me, basically what they're doing is they're saying, okay, you're not going to gain access to your child until you give up your guns, take a bunch of classes, and agree to random drug testing for
the rest
of your life.
Okay, for those who don't know, it's a personal reconnaissance bond, but this is done civilly. If you're arrested for parking tickets, we have a clip of this, by the way, in Police State 3 off of local news. They say in the news starts, it says, in Travis County, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
If you're arrested for parking tickets, no seatbelt, they say you're not allowed to call until you sign this. And there's 8 charges, family violence, drug abuse, drinking and driving, robbery. You agree to all these things you've committed. the thousands of dollars of classes, and most people just sign it.
Right.
Now, even if you don't sign it, the judge just says that you're under it.
Right.
But
then you're not, because they don't issue the orders. They make you believe that you're under it, but you're not. They want you to voluntarily comply.
Well, it's like CPS will knock on your door and say, be at court next Tuesday or we're taking your kid, and there's no order, no subpoena.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in fact, because my next-door neighbors came and testified as to my character in one of these civil hearings, and my wife's friend called them the next day and tried to get them to do things that, you know, to help them, you know, get to me, and my neighbor refused to cooperate. And a week later, my wife's friend sent CPS over to their house. They said that they basically said that there'd been an allegation of illegal drug use, and they got both my neighbor to urinate in a cup, and then they went up to her husband's place of employment with a uniformed police officer and said, "Look, you got to give us a clean urine sample, or we're going to take your children away."
Now let's break this down. Your neighbors go and testify that what she's saying isn't true in court, in the kangaroo court.
Well,
a week later, CPS comes, and I heard you on the radio Thursday here in Austin. You said that they told them, you give it to us now, we're taking your kids. They gave the urine sample.
Right.
It came back clean.
Right.
And then they came back again.
Yeah, they came back. At first they said, sorry, we obviously got a false report, but then they came back a week later and said, we need you to start taking parenting classes, or we're going to take your children away.
No judge, no jury, a bureaucrat at your door who gets paid money
right.
to make you take these, quote, classes to sign a form that
right.
you're a criminal. This is
right.
probation. This is your neighbors that testified for you.
Yeah.
Then the neighbors countersue, and then you said the mother had a stroke.
Yeah, what happened was basically, what happened was one of the witnesses that gave testimony in the trial had sat through the entire trial and heard a bunch of tainted testimony. And what my neighbors were trying to show was that, you know, she'd made up a bunch of stuff based on what she'd heard in those hearings, and that her testimony was tainted. And what happened was the judge, Pete Lowry, the one that was presiding over our hearings, came into that civil proceeding and testified that, no, this witness wasn't tainted, wasn't in the courtroom, didn't hear any of that stuff. And the civil attorney threw the case out.
Okay, when did the woman have the stroke? The neighbor.
After the case was thrown out, because basically, you know, they'd been under threat of losing their kids. They'd had to spend $6,000 to retain an attorney to go back and fight CPS and fight the accuser. That, you know,
of course, the lawyer didn't help.
Say again?
Of course, the lawyers, your lawyer, their lawyer didn't help.
Oh, no. My lawyers, I'll tell you, the lawyers in the Texas family courts, their first loyalties are to the courts. My lawyer totally screwed me over. That's why I actually just fired her last week. She didn't object when she should have objected. She basically let these guys walk all over me because, I mean, the fix is in, is the way they say it. My wife has political connections.
Yeah, now you've got
Desi. Strings, and now I'm getting screwed, basically.
Now you've got Desi Andrews. Okay, so, and she's helping, and she's done a lot of great work. She knows what she's doing. Now, the woman has a stroke. She can't walk, or can she?
Well, no. The deal was, she had after the judge dismissed her civil suit, she had a stroke, and she has partial paralysis on one side of her body. She can actually walk. It's just that
you told me she couldn't walk at first.
Her face was like not able. She couldn't.
Now, is CPS now saying that's at risk, that she's had a stroke?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't want to give them ideas, but is the CPS saying that she's at risk because she had a stroke?
No. As far as I know, CPS hasn't been over to harass her anymore since she's had the stroke. It's just that the stroke came as a result of all the stress from
so
CPS
that was
trying
pleasing,
to take
the kids that away was pleasing enough to them.
I'm sorry. Say again.
That was pleasing enough to the hyenas that ran down the gazelle until it had a stroke.
Yeah. Exactly. And now I think they're backing off because they don't really have anything on them.
Okay. Well, we're going to fight them and stay there. And I'd imagine from this interview, WorldNet Daily. Probably contact you.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened.
You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine going to court for your neighbor that you would then get a visit from CPS going, we know you're on drugs, give us a urine test. You go, okay, because you're trusting in the system because you're foolish. The media never told you. And so you give it to them. It comes back negative. You're not on drugs. And so they come after you again. And then you have a stroke. It's real funny. Now folks, the moral is, you have due process. If you waive that due process and do not demand a jury trial, trial by jury, use all the different terms, that they will run all over you and laugh at you and won't even sign orders, won't even sign documents. They'll just coerce you. And I know we've got callers. Your calls are coming up, a whole other hour of news and information. And I sat there driving along on the highway, stuck in traffic during drive time Thursday, listening to Stuart Gerstacker on the radio, going over the story. I went to his website, read the documents. Some of the folks that I associate with, Desi Andrews and others, are involved in this case. They looked at the documents. It's just par for the course. And it's what they do. It's all they do. They're inhuman. They could care less. I read to you the UNESCO documents last week from Newsmax, the official documents where they say the family is the enemy, must be destroyed. Breaking the family up is the number one job. The social worker textbook used at University of Texas, the Calhoun Reader, I've read from it on the air where it says that the family belongs to the age of barbarism, must be destroyed for the state. This is their stated policy, and then we wonder why they do this. Are you shocked, Stuart, though, that they have this many evil, lying people ready to do these type of crimes every day?
You know, at first I was totally shocked, but now that I've experienced it for a while, it's obvious that these people have been doing this for a long time, and all they care about is making some easy money. They're like pirates. They have
now,
no
when
goals.
You would see the radio show, or the TV show, and hear the radio show, and hear me talk about this, did you believe it years ago?
You know, I believed these things were happening, but it always seemed like they were starting with criminal prosecutions and maybe going a little too far. I never really thought that just doing nothing criminal at all could get you in the kind of deep water with the state that I'm in right now. It's totally frightening.
And they've never signed anything, never had a subpoena, never done anything. They just say, do what we say, you're going to jail.
Basically,
harassing your neighbors till they have strokes.
Yeah.
Let me read you something. This is out of the Houston Chronicle last Monday. That was Tuesday, June 24, 2003. She, Texas Justice Unfair, urges Crime Lab Court of Inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said on Monday. Trial by ambush, that is a Texas criminal justice problem. In a two-hour meeting with the Houston Chronicle editorial board, Bradford also said he believes that there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry to publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. Turned out they framed a bunch of people. Stay there, Stuart. We're going to come back in the next hour, take calls, and talk more about this. Before I end this hour, see, that's a police chief, folks. This is in the system. This is systemic. This is everywhere. This is across the board. This is not the exception. It's the rule. You heard about Tulia where they framed the 46 people. No criminal records. No drugs found. They don't care. They want workers in their prisons. They want you in their system. If they can't get you on welfare, they'll do it other ways. Now, before I end this hour, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com if you believe in what we're doing. Get my powerful, professionally produced videos. Make copies of them. Give them to everyone. Expose the evil now. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to order or InfoWars.com or net. 888-253-3139. Make the call. Get the videos. Third hour as we expose corruption coming up.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium.